It's 6:20. This is KERA News. I'm Stephanie Kuo. Two people who were missing after Saturday night's deadly East Texas tornadoes have been found safe. Four people died in all, and 50 were taken to hospitals. Rescue workers spent today searching homes and residents picked through debris. KERA's Stella Chavez reports on the storm's four-legged survivors.
Soon after the tornadoes struck, Bonnie Hill got a call from an animal rescue group. Hill is the founder of Spay Neuter Network in Crandall between Dallas and Canton. She and her team, including a vet, brought their mobile clinic to a shopping center parking lot in Canton. Folks brought by their pets. Most had scratches and other minor injuries. One Labrador had a puncture wound on the face. She was treated and sent home with the owner.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good luck. Just keep that heat collar on. She should be fine.
Oh, come on, Marnie. It's okay.
The tornadoes cut a wide and long swath of destruction across fields where livestock graze.
While our vet was waiting for us, there was a cow that came in, I guess, with two broken legs that went right to a large animal clinic to be fixed.
Hill says a cow can't survive with broken legs and was euthanized. A number of dogs let loose by the storm were reunited with their owners. After a storm, Hill says animals, like humans, need immediate attention.
Obviously, 911's responsibility and first responder rescues is to find people. I mean, that's their number one goal. And so we're here just in case that there are owners or people who are out looking who find dogs that we can help them. Because, I mean, we know that there are animals out there who are lost and need help.
Reinforcements arrived, too. A Texas A&M emergency team took over vet duties and set up shop at a local middle school. Stella Chavez, KERA News.
We have more tornado coverage at KERANews.org. Dallas Theater Center has won its first Tony Award. The company announced it will receive the 2017 Award for Regional Theater. The award isn't for a specific play or actor. Rather, it recognizes a level of artistic achievement that contributes to the growth of theater in the United States. The winner is selected by recommendation of the American Theater Critics Association. The Theater Center will pick up its prize at the Tony Awards in New York in June. We've all had those moments in a conversation when we finally add our thoughts only to be met with silence. And when this happens often enough, it can scare us away from conversation altogether. Today on Think, Chris Boyd talked with psychologist Tai Tashiro, who says that socially awkward people shouldn't be dismissed.
There's definitely a unique advantage to seeing the world a little bit differently. And a lot of awkward people have this unique perspective or certain creative inclinations that can be really refreshing, whether it's in a work context or a social context, for that matter. And that spotlighted focus has a way of giving them an ability to engage in what psychologists call deliberate practice, which is kind of oftentimes thought of as the 10,000 hours that you need to master a certain area.
That obsession with something, right?
That's right. And awkward people really like to nerd out about things. Like, they really love what they love. But sometimes that produces some pretty great work.
Tai Tashiro is the author of Awkward, The Science of Why We're Socially Awkward and Why That's Awesome. The episode of Think re-airs tonight at 10, and you can listen to the podcast at think.kera.org. Early voting wraps up tomorrow for municipal elections across North Texas. Election Day is Saturday. There are several heated races for seats on the Dallas City Council. Tristan Hallman is a reporter with the Dallas Morning News. He talked with KERA's Eric Austin about some of the races.
Tristan Hallman, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.
So let's start with District 14, which includes East Dallas, Uptown, Downtown, and Oaklawn. This race is attracting the most attention, I believe. Incumbent Philip Kingston faces two candidates, including Matt Wood. And Wood is getting support from some high-profile folks. Why is that race so heated?
That race is getting a lot of attention because Philip Kingston is one of the council's outsized personalities. He draws a lot of criticism, and he draws fervent support from his base. But he doesn't care who he rubs the wrong way. He's not always cordial at the horseshoe at the city council. He's very critical of people at times, and he's got a very sharp tongue.
So a lot of high-profile people in Dallas are supporting Matt Wood. So what about Matt Wood himself? Why is he running?
He has a long interest in Dallas. He's been around for a while as a community activist. He's very active in DISD matters, and he just thinks that it's time for what he calls productive leadership. He believes a lot of the same things, or he claims to believe a lot of the same things that Philip Kingston does, but he wants to do it in a way that's more civil.
What does Philip Kingston say about all this?
Philip Kingston says that this is a sign that he's effective, that he is shaking things up at the council, that they see him as a real threat to the old way of doing things. So for him, he paints it as vindication for everything that he has done on the council so far. He sees it as an opportunity to really hone his message as the anti-establishment figure on the city council.
In District 11, Lee Kleinman represents parts of North Dallas and far North Dallas. Candy Evans, who runs a real estate news website, is running against him. The Dallas Police Association does not care for Kleinman because of his attitudes toward the police and fire pension fund, which is facing some severe financial troubles.
They really don't like him. The problem is, while this is a very pro-police district, but it's unclear whether Candy's message is going to get through to them. A lot of people also don't want them to bail out the police and fire pension fund, which has really been Kleinman's big issue, and it's really been something that's driven a wedge between the police association and Kleinman. The police association and Candy are really fighting against someone who's well-established and well-funded and pretty well-respected in that area.
Now, Kleinman is against putting taxpayer money in the police and fire pension fund to help it out, but Candy Evans is more supportive of that effort. How big of an issue is the police and fire pension fund in that particular district in this election?
It seems to be a major issue. Obviously, property taxes are a major issue, and especially in an area of town where homes are a lot more expensive than in others. This is North Dallas, far North Dallas. They don't want to see their property tax bill go up. They don't have to deal with as much crime as other areas. They're obviously very supportive of any efforts to reduce crime. They're very interested in public safety. But this is also an area that doesn't want to see people get bailed out.
District 8 is in southeastern Dallas. Incumbent Eric Wilson faces several opponents, including his predecessor, Tennell Atkins.
Eric Wilson and Tennell, actually, they campaigned against each other once in 2007. But Eric was a newcomer, and Tennell was pretty well established over there. And Eric lost by a landslide. But when his seat came open in 2015, Eric ran for it. He got to a runoff and eventually won Tennell's support. This is an area of Dallas, Redbird and southeastern Dallas, that has some more middle-class residents than some other areas of southern Dallas there in the adjacent district, Mountain Creek. And Tennell is well-known in the area, and whether he's able to come back against Eric, who has gotten some of the establishment support in Dallas that we've seen from other incumbents, is going to be a big question, whether people are tired of him or they want him back.
Tristan Hallman is a reporter who covers Dallas City Hall for the Dallas Morning News. Thanks so much for your time.
Hey, thanks, Eric.
Again, early voting ends tomorrow for municipal elections across North Texas. Election Day is Saturday. Check out our voter guide at kerenews.org. And finally, Texas Representative Joaquin Castro says he won't run for the U.S. Senate in 2018 after spending months considering a run against Republican Senator Ted Cruz. The Democrats' announcement today helped clear the Democratic primary field for his fellow Texas Congressman Beto O'Rourke, who has already launched a Senate campaign. Cruz is coming off a failed run for president and will be seeking re-election for the first time. Castro says he decided he'd rather focus on his duties in the U.S. House of Foreign Affairs and Intelligence Committee. Coming up tomorrow morning, KERA's Bill Zeeble takes us to the first ever Mayor's Cup contest in Dallas. It's designed to showcase Dallas high schoolers as a debate a topic that's dominated Texas headlines, school vouchers. That's tomorrow morning at 8:22. And in tonight's forecast, clear with a low of 60 degrees, tomorrow sunny with a high of 88 and low of 66. Right now it's 83 degrees in Dallas. It's 6:30. This is KERA News.